And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa, and we're here with James Hellman, John Paul from Inland Boat Center in Paris. The most amazing display of boats in Southern California. Both online and in person, too.
We almost skipped over it this morning, but when you were describing the facility, did I hear you say 12 acres?
12-acre facility.
12 acres. I mean, there is just nothing like Inland Boat Center. We're having a great time. We're talking boats. We're talking fishing. And we're talking fun, and we want to talk to you this morning. If you want to be a part of the second hour Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. Two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457 1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or if you want to reach us toll-free, that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only, again, are we taking your great phone calls, we are giving away such a killer prize. Somebody at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. We're talking a $229 pair of sunglasses. Somebody's getting to win at the end of the show today. Nothing better than a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You're going to get those brand new Stingrays, a fantastic pair of glasses with that killer gloss black frame, the super thin glass from Maui Jim. Not a
neutral
better
gray
pair
lens.
Of glasses. They're, the,
yeah,
they're
again,
just the best.
Talk about that amazing glass lens, the super thin glass lens from Maui Jim. It's like having a polycarbonate lens, but it doesn't scratch.
Yeah.
And it's ultra clear.
It's the weight of everybody else's plastic, but
yeah.
in the highest end quality Maui Jim glass, the best polarized glasses you could ever have on the water.
No doubt. Once you go Maui Jim, you never go back. So if you want to get through, have a chance to win that great pair of sunglasses, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Now, during a break, we talk a lot in here on Let's Talk Hookup about different things, and we were talking to John Paul about the difference between the 27 and the 29 Defiance and the fuel capacity.
Yeah, so the 27 is a really great boat. It was the 290 is what we consider our flagship.
Yeah, that's the.
And for some buyers, it was just maybe a little too long, so they developed the 270. It's the same beam as the 290, 9'10".
Super beamy boat.
Oh, yeah. So wide and so solid and stable, just incredible.
But still
boat.
Trailerable.
Yeah, still trailerable.
Absolutely.
And it, because of that width, it allows us to go up to our 115-gallon split bait tank. So you can separate squid from fin bait or get a tank full of sardines and you're going to make max and keep them separate so they don't kill each other.
Wow.
And then fuel capacity is the other issue. The 270, we do 180 gallons of fuel. When we get into the 290, 308.
Oh, my gosh.
308.
Yeah. They actually call it the Guadalupe because it has the range to go to the island.
That's unbelievable.
My goodness.
So,
now,
go ahead, please.
All the boats come with fish holds, bait
yeah.
tanks. Are the fish holds kind of standard equipment?
On a Defiance, yeah. All the Defiance boats have in-deck insulated kill boxes.
Wow.
And it'll vary in capacity based on the size of the boat. Our 22s will typically carry 22 to 25, say 20-pound yellowtail tuna-class fish.
Wow.
The 290s, the holes are much larger, and they'll keep ice all day.
Yeah.
They're plumbed with a diaphragm-style gulper pump, and there's a valve, so you can pump out waste water and blood at will, either port or starboard. You switch the valve if you're going to pump out one
That's
tank
cool.
or the other.
Nice. So one pump covers both, so there's less moving parts.
Correct.
I like it.
Going back to that 27, just because I was to be honest with you, and I love the boats. I mean, I'm very familiar with them. I was unaware that the 270 was there. The thing that I like about that boat is it reminds me of the 25. Like, the Guadalupe is such a big boat, it's like in a different class. I liked that the 27 was I mean, frankly, I mean, for lack of a better word, just a bigger version of the 25.
It is, a little bigger, wider boat.
Lighter, longer, and you know how that is with boats. Like, it doesn't matter how they are, an extra foot is just like having an extra mile. You know, they're so big.
Yeah, with the beam is so critical to ride and stability. And they're both incredible boats. And the 270 is very popular.
Cool.
And you have one in stock right now, a 29.
Yeah, I have
a last year's model that's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
That's priced. It's priced to go.
Get it gone.
Yeah, I don't know. We shouldn't even say this on the radio, but we've got a brand new 2017 290 Guadalupe with twin 250 Hondas on it. All the Defiance boats carry a lifetime hull warranty. They are all composite material and construction, no wood. Huge capacity. It's got the 115 gallon split tank, and I believe I have that boat priced below the current price on an 18270. Give me just a second here.
And I'll tell you, it's got a what looks like an aluminum trailer. Is that right, James?
Yeah, that is correct. It is on an aluminum trailer.
Triple axle aluminum trailer. What kind of truck do you need to tow that?
That's a good question.
For the most part, guys are towing those with 1-ton dualies, diesel trucks.
Could you tow it with a 3/4?
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Most guys are going to the 1-ton, but a 3/4-ton diesel would do that just no problem.
Yeah.
Tell you the
that's a big boat.
The truck you need to tow that with is a slip payment at Konakai.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
That's the only truck you need to worry about with a rig like that.
So we were talking price, and that boat, MSRP, just under $220,000. We're actually going to sell it at $169 and change.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So $50,000 off?
$50,000, almost a $50,000.
I'm just like,
wait a minute,
that's a lot of money.
That's awesome.
For sure.
That's kind of secret, get ready for the show, special stuff.
Exactly.
Plus, all the other things will apply, the electronics package. And this particular boat has Honda 250s on it, so they have a 5-year manufacturer's warranty. But there is some Honda cash available that'll soften that even further.
Even further. And what's the electronics package?
We're, like I said at the beginning of the show, we're in communication with Bo about a Raymarine package. For the show, but we would, if somebody wanted to buy the boat pre-show, we'd honor it. I don't have 100% of the details, but we'd make them up a nice package.
That's cool.
Like we're going to do at the show.
And just like you were saying, too, that's, again, we keep saying it, that's the beauty of working with people that are so full service like you. Whatever package style, if you've got, all my boats before have had Simrad, so I want to go that route, no problem, or whatever that might be, I love everything you've done, but in the past I've had this and it worked great for me. That's what you guys do.
Yeah, and electronics are a personal thing. Most of the specials we see from Defiance revolve around Raymarine, but I have a lot of customers come in when we're specking out a boat and they've had Simrad and like Simrad, so that's what we're going to put on their boat.
Yeah, that's killer.
Question, what if you didn't want the trailer? What if you, like Ricky said, okay, I want to put this, paint the bottom and put it in the slip?
Absolutely. We do it all the time.
We do it all the time.
And we'll deliver the boat down to help them launch and put it in the slip if they need.
And that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You do obviously want to bottom paint.
Yep.
But we do bottom paint on site.
That's
going
to be my next question. You can bottom paint for us?
Yep.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Full service.
Killer, man. It's great.
Full service.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump on the phones. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 858-457 1090 open right now.
All right, you got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. I met you guys at the show. Really nice guys. That website. You're really updating all your trade-ins, too. That's what I'm always looking at.
Well, thank you.
But, the yaw effect with the radar tire. What size boat does that really affect that I don't want to put it on? Like the 22, 24 is what I'm looking at.
Are we talking tuna tower or radar?
Yeah, radar, tuna, all that. How much can I go really without really sacrificing that?
If I'm understanding the question correctly, you're talking about how much is basic package like GPS, sounder, VHF radio, and radar?
I'm thinking maybe when do you not want to start putting towers and radars up in the air, as far as the effect of the boat in the sea condition, getting a little rocky, getting a little weight up high, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a kind of a tough question. I mean, we don't see that type of thing done very often on boats smaller than say 22 feet, 21, 22 feet. Most guys are not adding that kind of equipment. In our particular line of boats on the pilot houses, I mean, they're, again, the hulls are so stable, you can do it in our smallest models easily.
That's what I was going to say, and I totally agree with you. I mean, I've seen 22 Admirals with half towers and radars and controls, the whole nine.
Sure.
Absolutely not affected by that way because it's such a beamy, stable boat.
And the towers today, all aluminum, are super lightweight, too. So that you're not putting a lot of weight on there until you maybe put a guy that's real heavy up on the top.
Well, yeah, and it's such a popular option because of the way we fish out here.
Yeah.
We're looking for birds, we're looking for patties, we're looking for breaking fish. That extra height is just so critical in that environment.
But these pilot houses are built so you could put somebody on top, right?
Absolutely.
You're not going to have to worry about the guy breaking through or anything.
Yeah,
like
you can put big fat guys like me up there a couple of them, no problem.
Now, what about controls and things like that? Are there, you know, can you do steering and, I mean, electronics, a whole nine up there? Have you guys built
you
boats
could.
That way?
In most cases, the guys don't want the extra expense of adding a steering station and throttle up above. Typically, somebody's running the boat, and there's a guy up there. He's a spotter.
Right.
But it is available as a factory. You know, the factory makes the kits to do it, as just like the bulkhead steering and throttle where you pass through the controls and can steer from out on the backside of the bulkhead.
And that's popular up in the Northwest,
I'm sure,
for guys salmon fishing, crabbing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they just fish differently than we do down here.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. Talk to Jerry. Jerry's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, Jerry.
The question I have is that I am going to do a rebuild on my boat, and what I want to do is go from twin gas to single diesel. Can you guys make that happen?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, we have the manpower and the ability to do that. That's something that you'd really need to talk to one of our service advisors, maybe one of our lead or technicians to talk about what it's going to take and the cost involved. But, yes, it's doable.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to, of course, fill a couple of holes.
Oh, yeah.
Put a new hole in.
It would be a major, major undertaking.
How big's the boat?
26.
Yeah.
26. You might consider, instead of an inboard diesel, you might consider outboard power, too.
I would do.
Because, you know, outboard power for a boat that size, outboards are so efficient. The other thing is, if you're going to leave the boat in the water, you can pull the outboard out of the water. There's less things to,
good point.
To corrode if you're working in salt water.
In the day, you went for that inboard outboard diesel, you know, just because you got the reliability and you got the fuel economy. Those were the reasons you did it. You didn't have the smoky two stroke outboard that took a bunch of fuel and wasn't as reliable. Flash forward to now, I would be willing to bet that a brand new Yamaha outboard is probably less problematic than a diesel is.
Put a bracket on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
an Armstrong bracket and outboard power.
So you might consider that. Talk to the guys and see what they say.
Maybe have them turn your old engine bay into a fish hold. Now you got fish hold room, and you can store your ice back there. I mean, you just got lots of options.
Put a bait tank right in the middle of it. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
All good. Yeah, for sure. Hey, hope that helps you out, Jerry. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting on the water because we got the man standing by, Dave Hansen, our FishDope.com reporter and your saltwater guide. Today, the Catchport sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the landing, or better yet, Super Bowl Sunday, run over to Fish Pros the Market and hit up the guys, get yourself some, if you didn't just come off of a long-range trip, but you want some of that killer fresh jerky or smoked fish or their tuna burgers, you can just pop over, see Sean at Fish Pros Market, right at their normal Fisherman's Processing location, and buy some up for the big game.
Yeah, there you go. Just give them a call and make sure they're there, and they'll
hook you up.
They'll hook you up for sure. Captain Dave, what's going on?
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete.
What's up, Dave?
What a spectacular week this has
been. Oh, my gosh.
It's like summertime, guys, out there. And we took advantage of it. My deckhand Mike and I ran over to Catalina on Wednesday. We had that squid that we caught last week over there, and we took it over fresh dead, and it was just insane. Fishing was every cast on that frozen squid was a fish. Sargo, calcabass, sheephead, a couple white sea bass. You know, they weren't great big giant ones. One was 28 inches and one was 27 and a half, but they were white sea bass nonetheless. And we had 5 hours of just every squid that hit the water was a fish. Then we left that, went around the front side of the island, and it was all you want on that nicer grade bonita, that 4 and 5 pound bonita. And we never, ever saw a ripple on the water all day on Wednesday. It was 80 degrees, shirts off. It was spectacular. And that's what it's like every day this week coming up, too, guys. They're calling for absolutely no weather. And for me, if all the reservoirs are full in California, I do not understand why everybody keeps saying we need rain. We don't need rain. We do not need rain. We just need to go fishing.
Okay.
I like your style,
with that.
I agree, you know. Big deal. My water bill is going to be a little more expensive. We'll buy water from somewhere. It's going to rain somewhere. It's,
yeah, it's raining
rain
in Northern California.
Yeah, whatever.
It's snowing in the Sierras.
Ship it down. I got to spend a little more. Yeah, whatever. You know, everything's expensive.
Whatever.
Yeah,
you exactly know what? Every reservoir is overflowing, so where are we going to put the water?
I like I like yellowtail. I don't like rain.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like catching fish. I don't care what they are, what kind.
Indeed. Of course, Danny and the guys at FishDope.com have been staying on the action, thanks to guys like Dave, Mark, and all the guys that report to FishDope.com every day. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys, there's a couple different ways. You can look me up on the web at Your Saltwater Guide, or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'm going to tell you something, too. You know, everything is going to go crazy here right around the beginning of March.
Oh, yeah. March 7th.
We have
7th,
a little show.
March 7th to the 11th, it's going to be wide open, you know, everywhere. Because we'll be, that's where we'll all be inside at Fred Hall Long Beach.
You know what we want, though?
What?
We want it to rain that week.
Yeah. We need some rain. You know, we really need some rain.
Yes, exactly. That way everybody has to come and see me talk.
It's a Fred Hall tradition. I don't know how he does it because we're always one of the very first in the building every year. And I can assure you, every year it's the same thing. We always set up our booth as the same aisle of Dave Hansen. And the first person that I ever see every year going into the Fred Hall shows is always Dave. He's always there busting his hump, putting carpet down in one of his booths or one thing or the other. So always look, it's a tradition we have every year, seeing Dave when we roll through starting to set up the show, and it's right around the corner.
Absolutely, and I'll be wearing my guard for the rubber band. So.
All right. Thanks Dave.
Dave.
Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. You guys have fun watching the big game today. That's what Kelly and I are doing. We're going to watch the big game.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks a lot for that. Who you like in the big game, Dave?
Well, I'm going with the Patriots just because I don't think anybody else has a chance.
Okay. All right. Yeah. How about you, Ricky?
Ever since we started, we lost our football game, we lost our football team, and everybody started kneeling, I've watched less football than I've ever watched ever before this year.
I agree.
With that said, Pinard's one of my best buds, and I think it's cool to watch the dynasty. You know, I mean, we're going to talk about the dynasty of the Patriots for a long time to come, and it's cool to get
exactly
to watch it. So I think that's who I'm backing. But,
right,
again, I got no skin in the game.
All right. How about you, John Paul?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Rick. Same kind of thought, but I think probably going to pull for the Patriots this year.
And what about you, James?
Patriots all the way.
All the way. And I'm on the Patriots, too. So there you go. How about
all
that?
All right, guys. Well,
happy.
Go Patriots.
All right. Very good.
See you,
thanks,
Dave.
Appreciate the
all
call
right, guys.
This
see
morning
you next Sunday. Bye.
All right. Very good. Hey, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with fantastic stuff. This week, some big bass. And check out that article that our buddy Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, wrote about river monsters, stripers in the river.
Cool.
Yeah, so all kinds of good stuff and information this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
So I've got a quick question again for you guys. I know that you do a lot of electronics. You got electronics guys in there. We added something to our boat this year that is, I still think it's the best thing we've done for just adding comfort to the boat. And we did a big inverter and put a microwave onto the boat into our center console. And just to be able to be out there and nuke up a breakfast burrito and have something hot to eat and things like that was huge. Is that something that's doable, through you guys? I mean, I know it's not necessarily a factory option, but can you handle inverters and, installs and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have you know, a full accessory store. We have the ability to get all the components. We have the technicians and the guys that are, you know, like can just fix anything,
yeah, right.
you know, do anything, figure it out. We typically got to look at a boat, figure out where we're going to place batteries and so mm-hmm. forth. But, yeah, running inverter power is something definitely doable on one of these fishing boats.
And especially with the layout of those Defiances, with those benches, you know, there just seems like there's so many convenient spots where that could go and still be out of the way.
Definitely doable. I mean, usually that's tackle and gear storage. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, extra batteries could be put in. You can put an inverter and a microwave in one.
It's one of those things that it's not, you know, just – it's not the biggest deal in the world, but to be able to be out there and fire something up, it's just,
awesome.
Oh my God.
Today's
so civilized.
Today's inverters have so much power now.
Yeah.
And they're so efficient, and, you know, you just keep track of your batteries, and it works.
Yeah, we're stoked. And it's the best thing we've done to our little boat, just for a you know, not
oh,
a huge
yeah.
deal, but creature comfort, man. It's just, it is the best.
Very nice. Yeah, it's an easy add-on to any of the...
Yeah, in a boat like a Defiance, that's one thing. There's lots of access to mount accessory items, and, very very doable.
Yeah, cool. For sure. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. They're packing back up. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to get through, talk to the boys, and have a shot at winning a brand-new pair of Maui Jims, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Mo, calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering, I heard you start talking about bottom paint. My boat has bottom paint on there, but I'd like to take it off. Do you guys take it off and put gel coat on it?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, it can be done, but that's a huge undertaking because before you apply bottom paint, you have to rough the gel coat surface up typically with 80 grit sandpaper, and then it's
uh-huh.
primed, and then it's bottom painted one or two, sometimes multiple coats. So to strip all that and re-gel coat would be a huge job, but it could be done.
Sure. Yeah. I see.
Lots of hours.
Yeah, lots of hours.
A lot easier to go.
Maybe not worth it.
Yeah.
A lot easier
yeah.
to go on, a lot tougher to go back.
Yeah, you might think about just touching up what you got, re-coating, it'll look good, and it'll protect the boat bottom, and it would, I'm sure, be way, way cheaper.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
good.
Well, all right. Yep. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 on that subject. If there's a lot of people that enjoy putting smaller boats now, trailer boats in the water, ease, convenience, everything.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
Absolutely. And once you do it, it changes your life because your boat is that much more accessible for a couple hours or a full day. If somebody wants to do that, they have a boat. Do you guys at Inland Boat Center do that? Because you don't want to put a boat with a gel coat in the water and leave it in the water.
Not for any length of time. What can happen is you can get what's called osmotic blistering.
Mm-hmm.
Gel coat by nature is porous, and water can migrate through it between it and the glass laminates and give you blisters. So bottom paint's the right way to go. And what we like to do is mark out the actual water line and then come up a couple inches we do a fair amount of bottom paint work here at the shop.
And there's the keys. You know how to do it, like you were talking about. You don't just want to paint a gel coat surface because it'll just peel off.
No, it's got to be properly prepped before the primers and paint go on.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the key. You've got to prep it, primer it, paint it, and then it'll stay as long as, you know.
And it varies location to location.
Yeah. And temperature and season to season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... most bottom paints will last a good 2 or 3 years in the water if you have a diver on it and the job is done properly. But every 2 or 3 years you need to pull it out again and have it recoated.
Yeah, and I've seen some that lasted longer and some way shorter.
Yeah.
Sometimes the divers, if they get overly aggressive, can wear a lot of paint away. So
who you have as your diver is very important.
Yeah,
make sure they
that'd
have
be
good
critical.
Experience.
Make sure you get a recommendation from your marina.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Sounds good. How about this time we talk to Odie, calling us from Norwalk this morning. What's up, Odie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning. I just if I'm interested in a boat, what do you look for? I'm just filed a lake fishing.
They do a lot of lake boats. Guys are
absolutely.
Yeah, I was.
You guys
just,
are right there in Paris, which is Lake Central, right?
Yeah, we have lakes all around us, Odie. And I would say go to our website. look at runabouts, look at fishing boats, freshwater fishing. I mean, rule number one, you got to like it first. You got to like what you see and think about what you're going to use it for. And talk to one of the sales staff at Inland, and we'll help you make a choice that works for you.
Yeah.
And we will get you out on the water before you complete the deal. You get to operate the boat and operate it in conjunction with a trained boat captain. He'll teach you all about it, how to launch and retrieve it, what to look out for, how to take care of your boat. You know, we want to sell you a boat, but we want you to be happy.
Yeah, for sure. You guys sell deck boats, ski boats, family boats, bass boats, like the full line of boats for freshwater fishing.
It's just about
for freshwater
you name it. Yeah, we've got a huge inventory.
And as we said at the beginning of the show, the number of used boats that you guys have is phenomenal too. So I mean, even though Inland has a ton of new lines, I mean the used boats come in all the time too.
Yeah, there's probably, I'm just guessing, 150, somewhere between 150 and maybe as high as 200 pre-owned boats.
Great. Wow.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
And that inventory is changing on a daily basis with trade-ins and with our opportunities to purchase. Best thing to do is keep an eye on the website. We have a gal who puts inventory on and takes it off daily.
Yeah, daily. You guys do such a good job with the website.
Yeah.
Everything that's available, you can hop on right now and check it out.
Yeah. What about the new license that's going into effect this year and then being phased in for boaters?
So at this point, it's all kind of up in the air. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't think any... A lot of us don't know.
The question came up the other day. We all shook our heads. Yeah. Like, you know, none of us really are aware of what it's going to be or not.
You know, I had a friend tell me yesterday that he's due to renew his license, and now they're wanting him to do something so he can fly on an airplane. So we just keep making up new rules and new things here, and we just don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
The boater's card is what it's called, and we'll learn more about it in the future. Thanks, Odie, for the call.
All right. Hey, with that, we got a good buddy on the line. We got Captain Frank Lopresti on the line right now. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete.
Welcome back into town. I know you had a great trip down south catching some bass.
We had a wonderful time. Always have a wonderful time when we go to El Salto. And we're going to go again in May. So if somebody there wants to join us, we got room for a couple of people. But what I'm really calling about is a couple of reports. Renee on the Shogun is on a three-day trip. He fished down the coast, and yesterday he had excellent rock fishing, calico bass, reds, all kinds of beautiful rock fish with nice lings, and then one 40-pound white sea bass, hooked a couple others and lost them.
That's cool.
Today he's offshore fishing bluefin, so hopefully he'll connect with some bluefin.
Wow.
Excellent.
And then Royal Polaris is on its way back. I don't for our viewers that have been looking for our listeners that have been looking for reports, it's been inconsistent lately because KVH has changed their satellite system, and that's why we haven't had consistent reports. But Roy ended up with 21 fish over 200.
Oh, wow.
Biggest fish being caught by Rich Springer, 273 pounds, caught on a live skipjack.
Wow.
And he has a 260, a 253, a 242, and he's got about 150 tuna aboard. So, and approximately 35 wahoo. So he's ended up with a very nice trip, especially when you figure that's for 18 passengers.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh. So 18,
wow.
18 guys, 21 over 2, and 150 big ones. Unbelievable.
Anyhow, so nice trip. He'll be back Wednesday. And just so you know, we've got room on our April 4th trip, which is a great group of people, and the April 24th trip. April 4th is an 18-day. April 24th is a 15-day. So if anybody's thinking about going fishing and like to join us, they can call our office. Today the office is closed, but we're open Monday through Saturday, Rick.
Awesome.
Very good.
Frank,
that sounds great.
Yeah, great info, and we really appreciate you keeping us up to date. It's been, like you say, there's so many people that are always checking in with the lack of communication with the boats down there. It's glad to, we're great to hear the news that the fishing is, that's phenomenal. That's not good. That's phenomenal fishing.
Hey, Frank, right. I want to hear more about El Salto. I'm leaving Saturday.
I know you are, and you're going to have a great time, Pete. You
All
really
right.
are.
Well, I want the full scoop. I'll get with you this week.
All right.
Thanks,
yeah,
Frank.
Get with me tomorrow because I leave Thursday on the boat.
Okay, very good. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Captain Frank. Lopresti, Royal Polaris, Shogun. Good reports.
Yeah, that's great, man. Good news there. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great opportunities. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Good fishing clothing is an important part of your tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. AFCO clothing is built just for anglers, and we have all the 2018 styles. AFCO was the originator of the plier pocket on their shorts, and the Stealth fishing short is the latest innovation from AFCO. Stay warm and dry with the Horizon waterproof fleece, and the best t-shirts, wovens, and performance shirts are built by AFCO. We have a great selection of AFCO clothing, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we have the guys from Inland Boat Center, James and John, talking fishing, talking boats, all kinds of good stuff. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to them, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Stingray, great model.
Yeah.
With that neutral gray lens and the gloss black frame, courtesy of our friends at Maui Jim. It's 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it, man. How about next up we talk to John. He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thanks
for
John.
Having me. I have a question about your service department. I have a Suzuki outboard, and I need the lower unit resealed. Can you folks handle that? And
yes.
Typically, what's the turnaround time on a repair like that?
We're because of this good weather, I mean, boating is moving right along right now. We're busy, but yeah, we can definitely reseal your lower unit, and we can get Suzuki parts. What you need to do is call into the store, 951-928-4180, make an appointment to get your boat in, and they'll go over what you want to do and can give you an accurate turnaround time.
And you have certified mechanics.
We do.
Like, working all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And like you say, now is probably a better time than if you wait a couple months.
Get it in as soon as possible. And typically we can get them turned around pretty quick. I know they're busy, but I don't know their precise schedule, so that's why you need to call in and talk to Robert at the shop, and he'll get you scheduled in.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You know, Mike Lum just made a note to us that the California Boater Card will have a display at all three Fred Hall shows, Bakersfield, Long Beach, Del Mar.
Yep, exactly. So we'll all find out together.
We'll find out what the heck this California Boater Card is. I don't know. How John Paul and you guys, what do you think? Is it a good idea? What's your thought?
Gee, I don't know. The jury's still out. I don't know much about it. I don't know the cost involved. I don't know if there's a test. I don't know. I mean, we take a lot of pride in trying to train our new boat operators. It's part of the purchase process to get them out on the water safely and having fun and knowing what they need to do and some basics about the rules and regulations. And I guess if it promotes boating safety, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I understand it's a phase-in process. Younger people first that are going to operate a boat, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
Make them have a mandatory class and understand how things work and how to work. And just from a safety standpoint, right? Knowing what safety gear to have on the boat, knowing which way to go, speed limits, that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not for more regulation on the water, but you know, there are some situations where it might not be a bad idea.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, so it remains to be seen.
Jury's out, man. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll see.
We'll find out more at the
about.
Fred Hall
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we will,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to tell you about our part two, the Banana Jinx, coming up this week. Mentioned it yesterday. If you're not on our email blast, go to letstalkhookup.com. And on our email blast this week, we're going to have part two of the Banana Jinx, this one from the men themselves, the Team No Bananas. Carlos and his gang wrote a piece to point-counterpoint Dr. Blum's piece last week. So we give a list of guests for the next couple weeks, give some hot tips, information, and this one's going to be fun, though. So if you want to weigh in on that, check it out. It's all you have to do is just, it's free. We only send it up every couple of weeks. We don't sell our email list. A lot of people seem to enjoy it. So just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the front page of our website, it says join our email list. Just fill in your email, and we'll send it to you.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a question for the boys, too, as well. This time of year, it's hard to even talk about winter, you know, when it's 80 degrees and nice outside. But in the, call it more off-season periods, is there things that we need to do to, you know, quote-unquote winterize our boats out here? I mean, we don't have harsh winters and bad, you know, bad weather, but are there things we do when it's kind of come to that end of the fall, into the winter, where we're probably not going to use the boat for an extended period of time, you know, with our newer style? Are there things that we should be doing to help things along with that, or is our condition good enough that we don't need to worry about it? What's your guys' thoughts on, you know, off-season times?
I would think it depends a little bit, you know, because we can boat 12 months a year
totally
here in Southern California. But if a guy's not going to use a boat for an extended period of time through the winter months, I mean, keep the fuel tank topped off and some stabilizer. Disconnect.
Why do you say that?
Well, just because it can't attract condensation. And so you get the moisture out of the fuel. And we do recommend typically disconnect the battery, make sure nothing's accidentally left on, keep the battery charged. And it's a good time to maybe do a little cleaning and straightening up and cover up. And then hopefully we have weather like this. You know, you go, man, what did I do? I got to hook my battery back
up
and go to the water.
Together,
yeah. Yeah, let's go fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Motors need to be stored in any position or other. Does that make a difference? Fluids that need to be done, anything to them? Or are we just fortunate enough to be in good weather and we don't really need to worry about stuff like that?
Yeah, in our climate down here, they don't need to be winterized. We typically store them in the down position. Waters and stuff drain out that way. And if you've done your maintenance, if you're sure that your lower gear unit, the lube's good, and you're, if it's a four-stroke motor that's got fresh oil and a filter in it, it's, you know, you're good to go.
That's cool.
Wow, fantastic. Let's talk about the inventory of used boats right now. Is there a particular boat in their used inventory, James, that a fisherman, like you're saying, wow, I can't believe this one hasn't sold yet?
Well, we turn them over pretty quickly, and we gain a lot of interest in our used inventory. At the moment, we've got a really nice 28-foot trophy center console. We've got a really nice Eastern that would
that is an incredible boat
that we don't tend to get our hands on often.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's 248 you have on there?
Exactly. More like a little trawler. You'd see kind of up in the Pacific Northwest. It's an incredible boat, incredibly well-made. We do have a couple trophies. Actually, we just took in a very nice little 19-foot walk-around trophy. Again, they're always changing. They'll go away quick. We've got a late model Caravelle center console with twins.
Yeah, Sea Fox. And
Wow.
There's several of them on there.
So when you take in a used boat, do you guys go through them and kind of certify them that this, you know this is a good boat?
Yeah, they go through service and get checked out and serviced, and then we take them to the lake and run them.
Oh, you do?
And then,
wow.
Because that's the only way to really prove them up is out on the water. And then when we sell the boat, before we complete the deal, we take the buyer out on that boat and teach him about it and let him operate it with our lake test captain.
Okay.
I was looking at that trophy you were talking about. That's a 28-foot center console with, night. Obviously, good motors and a really good layout.
Incredibly low hours.
That's great. That's a good-looking ride, man. That's cool.
And that's set up with GPS and fish finders. I mean, the boats are ready to go.
Twin 250s. I mean, that thing's got to be a
in less than 200 hours.
Yeah.
That's near 150, if I remember.
That's like hardly broken in.
Seriously.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're looking, if you're in the market for a used boat, you can see it all online. Like you say, you have somebody dedicated to put that all together.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Rory, calling us from Wildemar this morning. Hi, Rory.
Actually, we're gonna wait a minute to jump in the phones.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
And
I've got another question too. We talked about parts department. What about the service department? Rather, excuse me. What about like parts, but more than parts, like accessory, that kind of stuff. I mean, is that offered there as well?
Yeah.
All the things to screw and glue to the boat, and there's so much stuff when it comes to that.
Yeah, you were talking about inverters. Okay, that
exactly,
kind of stuff. Barbecues, towers, life jackets, cleaning supplies. The list is endless.
Yeah.
We have a huge parts department. Lots of stuff in stock.
So pretty much everything you need.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's not just engine impellers.
If we don't have it there, we'll get it.
Get it, cool. Yeah. So if somebody needs to equip the boat with safety equipment, life preservers.
Got it.
Electronics, whatever.
Got it.
Inverters, microwaves,
stereos. And for the freshwater boaters, wakeboard towers and board racks and external speakers and
it's a huge amount
of goodies.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now let's jump in the phone.
All right, Rory, you're up there. Rory from Wildemar. Good morning, Rory. Welcome to the show.
Howdy, Pete. I have a special question for your guest. I've got a problem, and I looked at my boat the other day, and I'm going, there's two things. How do you protect the plastic, around the canvas of your boat? And I'm going, how do you clean it, and how do you protect it from getting wrinkled and everything from the sun?
So you're talking isinglass, right, on your enclosure?
Yes.
Enclosure. Yeah, good question there.
Yeah, you want to stay away from any type of chemical on isinglass. Try to clean it with clean water and a chamois, And if you're going to store it, roll it up. Do not fold it.
Don't fold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to roll it.
Yeah, you have to roll it.
And they make isinglass cleaners and protectors that are not a bad idea to put a coating of that.
Yeah, Meguiar's, I think, has a product line. But I've seen a lot of it ruined when guys went at it with mineral spirits, turpentine, acetone, something like that, and just wipe it out. So we typically say, you know, go easy, use water, try to keep it clean and rolled up. And and a good protectant, and I don't know all the brands, but not a bad
like
idea.
Yeah, like you said, Meguiar's makes a good product there. Yeah. One thing I've noticed, too, is when you leave a boat in the water, it has a tendency to mildew on the isinglass or the canvas. And there's actually, you just take a little, actually, like West Marine makes a, like a spray that you can spray on, and it actually works. But really all it is just a diluted bleach is what it is. And you just spray a little diluted bleach on it, and that stuff just goes away. But if it starts to turn green, and you'll see that a lot this time of the year, moisture in the air or whatever, that happens. So good to take care of that stuff because it isn't cheap.
And there's nothing worse than trying to look for anything through poor isinglass. You know, scratched up, faded through, whatever. That is just the worst. Trying to see anything out of that is a nightmare.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Roy. I appreciate that. Speaking of canvases, do you guys have canvas people you work with there?
We do have a small in-house canvas shop.
In-house canvas shop.
Where we do repairs and we'll retrofit a missing seat back or cushion.
Gotcha.
And we have an off-site source that we use for major canvas jobs.
Right.
Building isinglasses, bimini tops, that stuff can all be done.
Cool.
All of it, yeah, for sure. So let's talk about, before we run out of time here, Fred Hall shows. You guys will be in the Long Beach and Del Mar show.
We will.
With a lot of boats.
Lots of boats, lots of Defiance.
And some special deals.
Yeah, we're going to have, again, very, very special pricing in place. I have a select few non-currents.
Okay.
Specifically,
which means last year's models.
Last year's models that we're going to have very, very aggressively priced. We're going to have a Defiance is going to provide us with some type of Raymarine electronics package. And it is typically it's graduated, you know, a smaller unit on a smaller boat and a bigger unit on a bigger boat.
Sure.
And I don't have all the specifics yet. And then we have the motor manufacturers with special programs wherein you can get additional dollars off or you can get extended warranties on the motor. So it's going to be a really, really exciting show. It's going to be probably if you're shopping for an offshore fishing boat, this is the time.
Yes.
And we'll even work out the show special pre-show for somebody who wants to beat the rush and just go to the show and have a good time. If you want a boat, now's the time. We can get you out on the water right away. And we still want to see you at the show, but you can be showing pictures of your new boat and your fish.
But you don't have to wait for the show to get the
deal. You don't have to wait for the show. We'll move right now.
And once those non-currents are gone, they're gone. That pricing will go. One other thing additionally, come by and see myself and John, but Bo Palmer, the owner of Defiance, will be at both shows in our booth. Technical questions, he'll be there. You can shake his hand. Really nice guy.
The guy that actually builds Defiance.
The owner.
And he is an avid Pacific Coast sport fisherman. He loves what he builds, and he builds what he knows works for us down here.
He's a fisherman. Yeah, sure.
I'm very curious to see if that 290 makes it to the show. Since you let that out, let the price out, let all the show special out, I'll be very curious to see if that thing actually makes it. Because I hope it does. I hope it makes Long Beach because I like looking at it. But I'll be curious to see if that thing makes it. That's a hell of a boat and a crazy deal.
It is. And of course, you know, if we sell that one, we'll just have to get another one, I guess. You know?
Come on. I like it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Stingray Maui Jims. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit searchersportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of those Maui Jim Stingray sunglasses going to Pete in Canyon Lake. Pete, congratulations. As we said before, not a better pair of glasses out there than those Maui Jim.
Yes, indeed. You're going to love them. And you guys do a great job. Inland Boat Center is such a good bunch of people to deal with. Straightforward, lots of inventory, and great boats. How do we find you?
InlandBoatCenter.com, or you can give us a call at 951-928-4180.
All right. Thanks very much, James and John. And just see either of these guys at the Fred. You'll both be at the Fred Hall shows?
Oh, yeah. We'll be there.
Yeah, for sure. I look forward to that. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. And thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass, archive master himself. Let'stalkhookup.com. Go to our archives page. That'll be up in a matter of minutes. Including a picture of the InShot studio this morning, too, like we all these do here. So check that out. Thanks to Adam for all he does for us here. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman will be in the studio with us. And then next Sunday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute will be here. Thanks for listening today. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Enjoy the day. Be safe. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.